Attorney General Maura Healey Tuesday proposed regulations that would treat e-cigarettes like tobacco products, including banning sales to people under 18 years old, prohibiting free giveaways or sampling, require the products be kept behind store counters, and banning vending machine sales except in adults-only establishments.
E-cigarette use has surpassed traditional cigarette use by young people. And that's the problem. That's why I'm proposing these regulations.
Massachusetts regulations are currently silent when it comes to e-cigarettes, which are battery-powered devices that heat a liquid or gel to create a nicotine vapor that is inhaled. The proposed regulations would require the liquid or gel to come in child-resistant packaging. 42 states already ban e-cigarette sales to minors. More than 150 municipalities in Massachusetts have imposed age-based sales restrictions. John Hurst, president of the Massachusetts Retailers Association, said Healey's proposals are common-sense regulations. He said store owners prefer statewide rules rather than the patchwork of local regulations that exist now. Healey announced the regulations at a State House press conference attended by anti-smoking activists. Jennifer Baraki, a member of Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives, was also at the news conference. She told WCVB-TV that her group supports the sales ban to minors but opposes other restrictions that treat e-cigarettes the same as tobacco.
The main reason for that is because it does not contain tobacco. It's not combustible. It contains no smoke.
Healey's proposed regulations were filed with the state secretary's office Tuesday to open a public comment period that will continue until April 24th. A public hearing on the regulations will be held April 23rd. The new regulations don't require the approval of the Massachusetts legislature or the governor. State Representative Jose Tosado of Springfield said the regulations proposed by the Attorney General appear warranted because so little is known about the long-term effects of e-cigarettes.
I mean, they're built as a safe alternative to the nicotine found in actually natural tobacco products, but we don't know. We don't know that for a fact. We don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. There's just so many questions.
Bills have been filed in the legislature to extend the state's workplace smoking ban and other current smoking prohibitions to e-cigarettes. The Springfield Housing Authority recently banned e-cigarettes from all its properties. Housing Authority Executive Director William Abrashkin said it's a logical extension to the smoking ban that was put in place in 2012.
The immediate impetus for the adoption of the e-cigarette policy, in fact, was complaints that we received from some employees about the disagreeable discharge and the vapors from other people using those devices near them. So that alerted us that we had something that we had to address, at least got it off the back burner.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on its website says because e-cigarettes have not been fully studied, any potential risks from the product when used as intended is unknown. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.